All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Vera Jimenez is staying with us, so we're going to try to set her up with a couple of dudes. I'd like to thank Paul Majors for coming by. It's awfully nice of him to do that. And before we do that, before we get back to Vera, it's Robin in the News, everybody.
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right, what's going on with the news, Robin?
So many things today. First, we're going to start off, I think you'll both find this very entertaining. During an appearance on the wildly popular Peeline in the Morning radio show, Senator Ted Kennedy broke into a butchered but lively version of a popular Spanish song right before discussing immigration reform. But this is the way Senator Kennedy decided to greet the Spanish-speaking radio audience. K-161.
All right, K-161. Hold on to your nuts, gang. It's Kennedy with his Spanish. I can't imagine this
oh,
is great.
Dear.
Here we go.
Muchas gracias a todos.
All right, Vera, what did he say?
I think he was trying to say thank you to everyone very much.
And how does that go in proper Spanish?
Muchas gracias a todos.
What she said. Does he have the? He doesn't have it. Does
Muchas
he?
Gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas más gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Todos.
Toto too. Muchas gracias.
Wasn't Toto?
Yes. Toto's a dog. Yeah, that's right. Also a band. That's right.
How come this guy is out here? I mean, isn't he a senator from Massachusetts?
Yes, I did. I saw him. I
actually stay in Massachusetts.
I watched him on television. Do that today, and I thought, oh my gosh, Ted is you know, they're rolling everybody out, but he I don't know.
What an insult to all my Spanish brothers and sisters.
Muchas gracias a todos. And he did more. More Spanish.
You know what I noticed about him the other day during the presidential debates when they had the camera on him? He looked like he'd been, you know, laying off the sauce.
Oh yeah, well, just for the debate, probably.
He didn't look. You know, he didn't have the blood vessels in the face that he usually has.
He looks like a little thinner.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's been eating much.
Well, he's training. Muchas gracias a todos.
Training for that marathon with you. He'll be out there tomorrow morning.
Muchas más gracias. Is that proper?
No, but he's, you know what? We'll forgive him.
Muchas más gracias.
Muchas más gracias.
Muchas más.
A todos.
Muchas más.
Muchas más gracias. A todos.
He's like, F it. You guys are just Spanish. What
are
you?
You probably aren't going to vote anyway.
You guys,
so
you guys don't care about me or what I'm saying, so I'm going to try to hook up with you, but if it's a little busted, you understand.
Muchas más gracias. A todos.
Insult. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, well, yes. Hotel heiress and self-proclaimed party girl Paris Hilton will be a guest on Late Night with David Letterman tonight.
Wow.
The last time Ms. Hilton appeared on Letterman, she looked mortified by the questions she was asked about her time in jail. So Dave decided to take it a little easier on her this time. P-131.
All right, P-131. Paris Hilton on Letterman tonight.
What kind of guy gets your attention now?
Someone who's funny. I love a good personality. Mm-hmm. Someone who can make me laugh and treat me well. And I don't know. Hopefully I'll find someone mm-hmm. one day that I could love like that.
Would you ever go out with somebody in their 60s?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. But they'd have to be really funny,
or
right?
If it was you.
I like when women say that they love a sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
And we've talked about it on the air before. I think I can define humor for women.
Okay.
It's a little different from guys. Guys like jokes and comedians and stuff.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Here's what women find really funny. A guy who has a couple million bucks in the bank. He's about 6'3", blonde, tan. He's also drives a Porsche. He's got a lot of his own hair, and he works out every day.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they find that hysterical. Just hysterical. They love it.
I do indeed find that hysterical. Yeah, you can you hook me up with one of those?
Yeah,
I'll
those
take
funny
that
guys.
Into size 1 or a size 2. Can you double that for me?
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, a very feel-good story.
Good.
A boy with a 6-inch hole in his skull came out of a coma when his mother promised him KFC. Jordan Hawkins, a 15-year-old, had a fractured skull after an alleged assault. So his mother, who said she had never been to a KFC before in her life, told the sleeping child that she would take him if he woke up. And he did wake up. And we have exclusive audio of this boy's touching awakening. C61.
All right, C61. A guy with a kid with a 6-inch hole in his head.
I thought he was going to be a 6-inch something else.
Oh, babo. Also, depression kicked in when mom used the hole in his head as a cup holder.
Yeah, that was
for her Pepsi.
Right, yeah. That was not necessary.
All right, where's that cart? What is it?
C61.
All right, C61. Here we go.
Oh, my little son, my Jimmy. I would give anything for you to be out of this coma. I would take you to your favorite place. I swear the second you would wake up, we'd go right to KFC and get your favorite meal, the chicken tenders, the macaroni and cheese.
Huh?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jimmy, I'm so glad you're out of the coma.
Mom, you said there's KFC?
Oh, yes, Jimmy. We'll take you to KFC, honey. We'll take you to KFC as soon as you're well.
Mom, where's the chicken?
Oh, sweetie, no, we'll get you plenty of chicken just as soon as you leave the hospital.
Chicken? Where the hell's the KFC? I want the Colonel.
Well, honey, you're not well enough to leave the hospital yet.
Well, you better go get me some goddamn KFC. I just woke up a coma for you because you told me you were going to bring me some KFC. Where's the goddamn Colonel, Mom? Where's
Jimmy.
The goddamn Colonel?
Jimmy, why are you yelling at me? I'll take you just as soon as I can.
You
as soon
this.
Better.
Nurse, yeah, I need an extra shot of morphine. I'm going back to sleep. You, Mom, give me some chicken.
There he goes.
Oh, wow.
Back to his coma.
So heartwarming.
Oh,
is
Bob
that sweet? Is that
very sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, a little
extra crispy, please.
Attitude on that kid. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, yes. Well, finally, rapper Snoop Dogg was interviewed on the Larry King Live today show earlier tonight.
Right.
The two were seen together earlier this week dining at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And now these two have quite the rapport together.
Actually, Larry came out of a coma for Snoop. Snoop said, I'll take you to Roscoe's, Larry.
Damn, the fried chicken livers.
Well, right off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, we have a clip of Snoop schooling Larry, as it were, on all the various political parties. L-154.
All right, L-154. Larry King and Snoop back together again.
I'm not down with the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I represent the gangster party.
The gangster party?
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear.
Are you... Snoop. Are you still basically a gangster at heart?
That's a figure of speech. I know. You know I like using that word.
Was it
Are you a singer who's a gangster or a gangster
or a
who's
gangster
a singer?
Who's a singer.
Wow.
At a gangster party. Where's that on the ballot? who you running this year? A gangster party. Now, Snoop.
Oh, man. All right, here's more of Snoop and Larry. Oh, bubble.
I'm not down with the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I represent the gangster party.
The gangster party?
Yes, sir.
Are you... Snoop, are you still basically a gangster at heart?
That's a figure of speech. I know. You know I like using that word.
Was it G-A-N-G-S-T-E-R or G-A-N-G-S-T-A?
Say it, Larry. Say it like
gangsta.
You mean it. Say it like you mean it. Say it like
gangsta.
You mean it. Say it like
gangsta.
You mean it. Say it like you mean it.
Sounds like his upper plate fell out when he did.
Jesus, he sounds like one of those. Al Qaeda's going to, you know, recruit him to bomb people. Aren't they doing retarded people now over there? Oh.
Gangsta.
Gangsta. Gangsta.
Oh,
gangsta.
Larry.
Holla. Gangsta.
What happened to the ratings over there at CNN?
Gangsta.
Gangsta.
He's like, by the
gangsta.
Way,
gangsta.
Gangsta.
You do that so well.
Well, thank you very much.
Gangsta.
Oh, boy.
What an idiot. I mean, forgive me, I love Larry King, but he's making a fool of himself.
Yeah, you noticed. All right, anything else going on over there?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right. We have more audio there for Larry. Let's listen to this. This is also Snoop and Larry.
Do you think America's really ready for a black president? You see prejudice all the time.
All the time. I think America is ready for a black president by him winning, you know, like he's winning so far and even competing to be in the talks right now. You know, I remember in the past where we had presidential candidates like Jesse Jackson, and it was a gimmick. It was like a joke because nobody really believed Jesse could win. You know, win, Jesse, win, but we didn't really think he could win. Right now, people really, win, Jesse, win, but we didn't really think he could win. Right now, people really feel like this man could really win, and he's got the right thing going for him. He's got the right conversation. He's in line with the right, you know, with the right scenario to win. And, you know, whether he wins or loses, I feel like he made a great step for black America by even stepping to the table and pulling off something like this.
Mm, there you go.
Biatch.
All right. Larry King and Snoop Dogg back together. All right. I'm sorry. Anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
And that's it. The news with Robin, everybody.
America Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Look, she's got her hair done today for the news.
She looks beautiful.
Oh, yes.
All right. Vera Jimenez is with us. She's with Channel 2. She does the traffic in the morning. And she'll tell you, you know, which freeways to avoid. The red blinking ones, right?
The red blinking ones.
I like
always.
The graphic that they use for a car crash.
It's you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that little...
It looks like an old toy, right. You know, like a car on fire.
Well, you know, we want it to be obvious.
You know, people have said, Vera, and you would know, being that traffic is, I'm sure, your life. And
yes.
That in Los Angeles, at say 5 a.m. in Los Angeles, there are... as many cars on the freeway here at 5 a.m. than there might be in prime rush hour 7:30 a.m. in another city.
Like, absolutely.
It's just amazing how early the traffic starts.
And here's the deal is that there's always like overnight maintenance work.
Right.
So even when you're thinking that there isn't going to be any traffic, there could be a big traffic jam up because they've set up a detour because they need to clean up the right shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so there's always traffic.
I like how when Josh Rubenstein does this as well, he, you know, when it's 70 degrees out and it's going to be 70 for the next week, he right. just, you know, he sort of, you know, fudges his way through it and tries to make it interesting, but it's really light. And then when there's a storm, he turns into serious Josh.
Yes, he loves
it. Vera does the same thing with traffic when it's raining. That smile comes off, and you get those gloves out, man. It's serious.
It's fighting time. That's when I earn my money.
Right. That's what everybody is counting on you, right?
Yes.
How many traffic reports you do an hour?
Oh, geez. In the 5 o'clock hour, there's six, and in the 6 o'clock hour, there's eight plus the teases.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So yeah. So we're on pretty often.
A minute, 30 seconds. What do they give you?
Sometimes 30 seconds. Sometimes a full minute. And sometimes I steal an extra 10 or 15.
They get pissed.
Oh, yeah. So you can't. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Rawr.
The truth is, in the morning, though, that traffic information is probably, if you ask the viewers what they want, it's probably right at the top of the list.
Well, that's, you know, that's generally what they say. But, you know, it's they need their news, too. So yeah.
All right. Let's get right back into your personal life.
Hey,
Vera Jimenez
forget.
Is a single woman. She's 35. She's never been married. Is that right?
No, I have. I have been married.
Oh, you were married?
Yes.
Oh, for how long?
Whoa.
10 and a half years.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, dear. Skeletons in the closet.
How old were you when you got married?
19. Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, man.
Yes.
What were you waiting for?
And you divorced at 29?
Yes.
And was it a good 10 years? You enjoy any of it? Hello.
I'm sure I did. I don't
you remember much of it.
I try not to.
Did you split or did he split?
I split. I mean, you know, it was for the, it's what was best.
Right. All right. So, but the last couple of years you didn't enjoy it, huh? Will you get married again?
Absolutely.
You will.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Do you want to get married again?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. All
right. Okay. Now,
absolutely.
You're going to get married and have kids, right? How many kids do you want?
Two? Can I have two?
Two?
Can I order two?
Two, please.
All
with
right.
the icing on the top.
All right, but you're 35. I mean, you know, you got to
oh,
meet...
yeah, no, yeah, if I'm lucky.
You got to get pregnant tonight.
Oh, really? Is my clock ticking that loudly? Because I haven't heard it.
I don't know what's ticking over there.
I always figured I would end up, you know, with 50 cats and... You know,
no, you don't want to go that
75 route. Dogs.
No,
now, what is the... Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Vera, just move the microphone there. Just, wow. Now, you, 6 years ago, divorced, because you told us you're 35.
Yeah, 35, yeah.
Okay. What is the status with that dude? There's no contact or...
No, he's pretty much moved on, and I've moved on,
I
and
see.
That's, you know...
All right.
Yeah, what did he do for a living?
An accountant.
Oh, all right. Oh, interesting guy.
All right.
And what it... I'm going to write down what you are looking for in a guy. All right, and we're going to see if we can get this guy for you on the phone. What are you looking for?
Let's see. Well, you have the list, you know, because you know it's humorous.
Right.
6'3", blonde, funny, $2 million sports car. Come
yeah,
on, what's
you
on
enjoy
your list?
That. All right, so you're looking for a guy who's...
Definitely funny and a
okay.
personality.
What age range?
Let's see.
How low will you go or how high will you go?
Oh, dear. No less than 32, no more than 45.
Okay, 32 to 45.
Yeah. All right.
And you're looking for a guy who is funny. But what else does he need to have? Does he have to be like a good communicator?
You know what? He just needs to be good. Like, I don't even need somebody that is a small talker. Just as long as they're paying attention. And, you know, like if there's something
what?
Wrong. Well, you know, like if you're having a conversation and...
That he's present, mentally present.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have to, you know, tell me what color the sky is or, you know, that the sun's out.
But you're not looking for Einstein.
No.
But he's got to be paying attention to you.
Well, yes. If we're in the middle of a conversation and I say, you know, by the way, you're, you know... hat's on fire. I expect him to realize that I just said his hat's on fire, not to be like off.
Ah, I see. Yeah, because most guys like ignore that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Now,
you
know? Do you want, Vera, do you want to not work? Do you want a guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
You want to keep working?
No, no. Yeah, no, I like what I do.
Okay.
All right. And are you looking for a guy who is artsy, a guy who is owns his own business? He's into computers. What should he be into? Sports.
I don't care what he does as long as he likes what he does.
Okay.
Because right. I don't want a guy who hates what they do and then he's like angry and miserable and
right.
he brings that junk home.
All right.
So as long as he does what he likes what he does, I don't care what he does.
What if he said to you, will you marry me? But the one thing I need from you is separate houses.
Would that be an odd request in your book?
That might be a little odd. That might not fly. I'm, you know.
Same house kind of guy?
Yeah, you know, yes. I'd like, and I'd even like the same bed for Pete's sake. I'm a little old-fashioned
right.
that way.
Not going to get a lot of takers there, man. Guys,
well, here's
I want to stretch out.
I did say I want a kid or two.
Right.
And if you aren't sleeping in the same bed,
yeah,
you aren't making babies.
All right. All right, now you're going to take some time off when you have a kid?
You know, just the standard.
Yeah, eight weeks or so?
Okay. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, yeah.
Because when you're pregnant, you know, that tummy of yours is going to get in the way of the 405. You won't be able to see
I know,
see
and
the
that
map.
Chroma key, that's going to look really bad, isn't it?
It's going to look terrible, yeah.
Now, Vera, have we, Vera Jimenez...
Or paint your stomach green and they can
there
like,
you go.
See
They'll
the traffic
right
through that.
There you go.
That kid.
Now, have you... kind of plotted out a timetable here because you
because it's a ticking.
Well, no. I mean, you are an adult woman, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've been married. No children from that relationship, obviously.
No.
Can you move the mic up to your
there we go.
Mouth?
Is that better?
There you go.
Hearing okay. There's too much of that ticking going on.
And now you're 35.
Yes.
So, I mean, you don't. You'd want to meet the guy and probably. Quickly determine if he's the father of your children. Or,
well, no. I mean, it doesn't happen quickly.
Maybe you already know the guy. Maybe it's like an old friend.
And yeah, right. Is there somebody kind of already maybe?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Bad vibes?
Yeah. Okay. No. I've got nothing, you guys. I've
All
got
right.
a dog, and that's about it.
If you want to see what Vera looks like, go to the website cbs2.com.
Yes. I actually have a blog because I'm running this marathon and trying to raise money for the American Stroke Association. So if they go to the blog, it won't be a blind date because they can see what I look like.
Right.
And they can also go straight to the supporting page, and they can read the blog and then support the American Stroke Association.
All right, we're going to find out about you when we come back. Like, do you drink? Do you smoke? You've been hospitalized? Do you have any diseases? You know, the whole run. Because, you know, we don't want to, you know, just...
you want to make sure I'm clean before you send me out to the wolves.
Well, that's kind of it. You know, we don't want to serve up just anyone to
we
this audience.
We don't want to get our audience should know what they're getting.
Oh, yeah.
All right. like, have you ever been hospitalized?
No, never.
Okay. And nothing, you know, no heart problems, no cholesterol?
No, nothing.
Got your own health insurance?
Yes,
oh,
my
you're
own
pretty
health
healthy,
insurance.
Right?
Yes.
You're not in are you in any analysis?
Oh, you guys,
or
wait.
Do you smoke?
No, I
do
don't
drink?
Smoke. Yeah, oh yeah.
You smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke anything. But here's what I had, like last June, I had a really cool surgery. I'm deaf in my right ear. Got the mumps when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
Killed the nerve in my ear. So now they have this thing where it's kind of like a cochlear implant, but it's really not. It like... bypasses the whole ear drum because, of course, my nerve is dead, so there's nothing there. So I have this little titanium screw in the side of my head. Watch, check it out.
Look at these phone calls drop off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
You have a screw in your head?
She has a bolt in her head.
Yes, I have a bolt in my head. It's a screw.
Oh, wow.
Wild?
Well, that was weird.
Is that weird?
Wow, she
maybe
really...
that's why I can't get a date.
Can you adjust it? Is it a Phillips?
No, that you can't. I don't think.
Oh, no. That baby's in.
That's in, huh?
They, like, literally, like, I was there. I was awake. and the doctor like grabbed my head and like took like the Ryobi 8-inch.
Where's my nigga? You know?
Yeah, and like drilled right into it. I'm like, dude, doc, what's going on? Well, we're almost done. I was awake through the whole thing.
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, shut up.
It's going to take a long time to get it out.
All right. Yeah. Vera Jimenez, she's making a lot of money, too. She just showed us how much she's making every year. And I can't believe CBS is paying that kind of money for traffic people.
Oh, come on!
By the way, I mean, you know,
worth honest, every cent, damn it.
$180,000 a year,
honest
man.
Honest to God, really.
All right, Jerry, shut the F up!
Honest to God, for a chick with a bolt in your head, you've really done well.
Yes, you have.
I mean,
all right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Vera Jimenez is with us. Paul Majors was in. Watch him tonight at 11 o'clock on Channel 2. And listen to us when you're not watching that.
Right.
Or do something. I don't care. All right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
People are streaming 97.1 The FM Talk Station all over the world.
Do not panic. I repeat, do not panic.
Oh, sure, we do our yapping right here in L.A., but thanks to the World Wide Web, we've got listeners in San Diego, Phoenix, Minneapolis, Denver, Charlotte, Portland, New York, Indianapolis, Australia, England, Ireland, Germany, Cameroon, Jakarta, and the Czech Republic. We want
you to let us know where you're listening.
Call the FM Talk Streamline at 323-930-7334.
323-930-7334.
Don't do things like that.
The FM Talk Streamline.
Streamline.
Streamline. Because 97.1 is the world's FM talk station.
Michael Clayton is back in theaters, and now it has been nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Original Screenplay and Director, Tony Gilroy, Best Actor, George Clooney, Best Supporting Actor, Tom Wilkinson, Best Supporting Actress, Tilda Swinton, and Best Picture.
You are the senior litigating partner of one of the largest, most respected law firms. You are a legend.
I'm an accomplice!
Also featuring the Academy Award-nominated Best Original Score by James Newton Howard. The American Film Institute says Michael Clayton is driven by a screenplay that ranks among the finest in American film.
I'm not the guy that you kill. Are you so blind you don't even see what I am?
It's being called the best picture of the year by Richard Roper of Ebert and Roper, USA Today, the Chicago Sun-Times, and Time Magazine.
This conversation is over.
Do I look like I'm negotiating?
Michael Clayton, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters, coming to DVD February 19th.
All right, the weekend is here. And what happens every single weekend in Southern California? Well, it's unfortunate. People do drink and drive. People are arrested and charged with DUI. It's a very serious matter. It's not something that's going to go away on its own. You really need to deal with a DUI charge if you have been arrested. Maybe it's not you. Maybe someone you know has been arrested for DUI. Call the law offices of Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman at 888-4-TOP-GUN. If you or someone you care about is convicted of DUI, there are many serious consequences. Loss of reputation, loss of your freedom. You might go to jail. Your auto insurance will be increased, definitely, if not canceled outright. And very often, there's the loss of your driver's license. This doesn't have to happen.
And never quit. You may not be a Navy SEAL, but if you want to train like one, listen in every day and get a physical fitness tip brought to you by the Navy SEALs. Every day, Navy SEAL Vic Lacaze will give you a different physical training tip that you can incorporate into your workout regimen. If your exercise routine is getting boring, let the Navy SEALs take it to another level. Turn your workout into something a Navy SEAL would be proud of. So listen every day for that physical fitness tip. You'll be proud you did. Linda Salvin, the nation's number one radio psychic, returns to KLSX. Linda Salvin knows more about you than you do. Tune in Sunday nights from 9 to 11 on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Find nationwide real estate investment opportunities with only $1,000 down with House Calls Radio. Call 877-246-7745 and tune into House Calls every Saturday morning at 10 on Free FM.
The Conway and Whitman Show, 97.1 SoCal's Free FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Vera Jimenez is with us. But first, before we get back to Vera, this young man, Nick, is on hold here. He's the guy who ran into that crazy situation in Orange County was involved in some kind of mischief, like a robbery, and he drew the guy's photo. He's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he painted his photo, gave it to the cops, and they caught the guy the next day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Nick, great job, man.
Hey.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you.
Hey, how you guys doing? Now, you're really a terrific artist. I mean, you I don't know if you sell paintings or not, but I mean, that is a really well done, piece of art.
Oh, thank you. I've been showing in galleries in LA for about a year now.
Is that right? Wow. Now, are you going to be in a gallery this weekend?
Yes, tomorrow night, Saturday. The Hive Gallery, actually, in downtown Los Angeles.
H-I-V-E?
Yeah, the Hive, like Beehive.
Okay.
What time?
You can go to the show starts at 8 p.m. and goes till 12:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, that's pretty cool.
And the actual portrait of the bank robber is going to be in the show.
Is it on sale?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so you can buy. What's the price of that?
Starting price would be $500.
$500.
Oh, you'll get more than that. It'll go up. Yeah, that's now. Do you like, Nick, to paint people, or you like to do portraits, or do you prefer to paint
landscape?
Yeah, that's right.
I usually paint whatever comes to my mind.
I see.
After the incident, I just felt like painting the guy. It was an interesting painting, I thought. So
wow. And they caught the guy the next day, right?
Yeah, they caught him, I believe, this morning.
Wow,
that's amazing.
That's a great story.
That is.
All right, so the Hive Gallery, 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m.
In downtown.
And, yeah, downtown Los Angeles. Where is that?
It's off of Spring Street.
All right, Spring and what,
I believe it's either 6th or 7th.
Mm. Oh, and how many of your paintings will you have there?
Actually, it's just going to be that portrait.
That's
just
the one?
Is that right?
There's over 50 artists that are going to be in that particular show.
Oh, well, that'll be cool.
Did
that's
you see
great,
that? Did you see?
There's a show every first Saturday of every month.
Oh, that's great.
And I usually show there every month.
So this robbery was perfect timing for you.
Oh, yeah. Great press for my artwork.
Did you see the guy who robbed the bank who had one ear?
No, I didn't see
that. Yeah.
No, that wasn't my bank. So.
Oh, that was not your bank.
All right. So, Nick, thanks for coming on. And we'll check in with you again when you have another show going on.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
for
buddy.
Me.
All right, Nick and his stuff is at the Hive Gallery, 8 p.m. to 12:30 off Spring Street. That's tomorrow night, Saturday.
Right.
You go down and look at that painting. You can buy it for $500. It's got to be worth more than that nowadays.
Yeah, I think he'll sell it for more than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Vera Jimenez, let's set you up with some guys here.
Oh, dear.
And let's just start banging away here.
Oh, my God. I thought I was here to plug the American Stroke Association.
We'll do that as well. All right, let's talk to Alex in Granada Hills. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right, so tell Vera about yourself.
A little bit about myself.
Yeah.
40 years old.
Was your hat on fire?
I don't think so.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a computer network engineer.
And you're 40 years old?
Yes, I am.
Are you at work right now?
No, sir. I don't work in the. I work in the. Actually, I work in the morning.
Okay. Is your mom sleeping? Why are you so quiet?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just on the computer right now.
Oh, I see.
What exactly are you doing on the computer right now?
Looking at some stuff about the, just...
You're sitting a little porn?
No, about the race. I'm into racing, so...
Oh, I see.
Oh, right. So, okay, great. Thank you for checking it out.
Yeah. I checked out Vera's. It's pretty cute.
All right. And why should Vera go out with you?
Well, I have a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
I'm a generous guy. I'm outgoing. I have a good personality.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I'm sorry?
What'd you have for lunch today?
I had a Subway sandwich.
Oh, you did?
Oh, very good. Mm. Okay, normal.
Yeah, I stay healthy. And
do you get double meat?
No, I don't get double meat.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not. No, I eat beef, chicken, steak.
So, it's Friday night, 9:36. What's the deal? How come, why are you home?
Actually, right now, I was busy this day in the evening. I got off work a little bit late. I have some appointments in the evening.
How often you smoke weed?
I don't smoke weed at all. I'm pretty clean.
Is that right? Did
you grow up here in Southern California?
Yeah.
Where?
Actually, the Valley.
Did your mom hit you?
Well, why are you saying that?
I don't know. It seems like a little something's going on there. Did mom ever smack you in the head?
No, never.
Are you the guy that Nick
were
did
you in a car accident where you hit your head
painting?
That's not me.
Oh, dear.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll get your email address. Vera gave you a thumbs up. She'd love to go out.
Yeah, but it's something about the whisper. I don't know. It sounded like he didn't want to wake someone up, right? It sounds like there's...
But you know what? It might be a nice guy to have around the house. You got to sleep all night.
Exactly. It doesn't make a lot of noise.
He's just whispering in the other room.
Either that or he's got a girlfriend in the next room. Yeah. go-on player.
How you talking? All right, John in Pasadena, you're on 97.1. Vera Jimenez is with us from CBS.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thanks. All right, why should Vera go out with you?
Well, let me give you a quick description. I have a humor like George Lopez. They say I look somewhere between like Joe Canseco and Brewski from the New England Patriots. Have my own business, make a little over $350K a year.
What do you do?
I have a marketing advertising company.
All right.
I'm in the media, so I guess we have a lot in common there.
You ever married before?
Yes, I have, and I have a little girl.
How old?
She is 2.5.
2.5.
You know, is that, we didn't address that, Vera. If a guy brings children to your marriage from a previous relationship, is that something you can tolerate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mean, at this point, look, I'm 35. I'm not going to be most of the men out there that are within my age range may already come with baggage.
Right.
I'm 36, and that's my baggage.
All right. And
There you go.
Yeah, and you're not argumentative either.
Yeah.
No.
All right. John, when's the last time you were in jail for hitting a chick?
Never.
Never?
Have you ever had a pet?
Have I ever had a pet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bulldogs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a French bulldog now.
French? What's his name?
Her name is Toots.
Oh, how cute. And
what's her name?
Toots. Huh?
Toots?
Toots, yeah, like Tootsie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got
and
it.
And how old is your little girl again?
2.5.
2.5.
2.5. And what's her name?
Her name is Amanda.
Oh, Amanda,
how crazy
sweet.
Is her mom?
She's not, actually. She's very easygoing.
Oh,
wow.
That's good. You
that's
want
great.
That.
Good,
go back to her. Yeah.
wait a minute. What's up? What happened?
Oh, Vera's getting angry.
Well, no, I just want to know. I mean, she's easygoing.
Yeah. Why'd the marriage bust up?
Same reason why yours did.
Oh, okay.
Young.
Too young. All right.
Oh, too young. Young. Okay.
Okay.
All right, John, you seem like a decent guy. You got any tattoos?
Just one, actually.
Does it say Toots on it?
Does it say F you and it's on your forehead?
Yes, it's my daughter's name on my arm.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, right.
All right,
that's
sweet.
Were you in the military?
I like this guy. I would recommend this guy.
Were you in the military?
No.
Okay.
All right. And have you ever been with another man?
No. I do have a lot of gay friends, though.
Uh-oh.
Tim, you would recommend this guy over the previous caller, the whispering internet
surfer? Although this guy might come out of the closet one day, man.
Yeah. Well, no, he just said he has gay friends. I mean, come on.
Listen, Pasadena's got a lot of gay friends. He might hit that stick.
I got a feeling you guys need to come out of the closet.
Oh, we'll come out together. You and I will move in together. We'll have our kids there. It'll be beautiful. All right, hold on one sec, John.
This is about Vera.
All right, let's get that guy's email address, too. I like that guy. I'll set you up with one of these guys.
Forward his email to the Whisperer. The Whispering Internet Surfer.
Yeah. You guys be nice.
Was it Subway? I had lunch at Subway.
I eat chicken.
I eat meat. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian. I do eat
You guys be nice. These are nice guys.
Fierce, up in the morning, running around. He's like, where do you go?
I'm just going to be here. I've got some internet sites. Have you been to findadeath.com? I'm going to go there. Now, you can go. I'm training for the marathon.
You guys are terrible.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Vera Jimenez is with us. She does the traffic for CBS in the morning.
She's great.
You can watch her on Channel 2. And she's looking for a guy because she wants to get married and have kids.
And I'm also going to be running a marathon supporting the Stroke Association. And hey, you guys, one quick plug for them.
Sure.
Because one of the reasons why I think it's such a great organization and why, even though I'd never run a marathon other than because I got talked into it and it's a good cause, 40% of the money that's raised actually goes to public education. And that money is mostly used in elementary schools and programs like, you know, Jump for Heart and Hula Hoop. And it basically teaches kids at a young age at the elementary school level to start being active and to make healthier choices in terms of, you know, what they eat, nutrition and fitness. And so that's why I think it's such a great cause, because it starts planting that seed. And if you get them early, I mean, it's hard to turn around someone like, you know, Tim or me or Bill. You know, we're set in our ways. But the little kids are the ones that you want to grab. And that's why they grow up, they're healthier, then they have kids, and their kids develop healthy habits, and better.
All right, Mother Teresa's with us.
All right, okay, go back. Come on.
Save
all right.
The planet,
in the meantime, we're
going to
drink some vodka and smoke a couple cigarettes.
Just save the world here with this running. All right, you can donate to your cause too, right?
Yes, cbs2.com. I have a training blog where I tell you about all my bumps and bruises and all the pain. And
people can email you there as well?
Yeah, they can email. They can email there, and they can also make a donation if they want to donate in honor of someone in their family or a friend that suffered from stroke.
Okay, good. All right, so go to cbs2.com. And give money to Vera's cause.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
If you, give enough, man, you know, maybe she'll thank you for
it. Do you review now, Vera? Is it like, will you go on and review names and donation amounts? So, like, you might make a mental note. Ooh, this guy dropped in, several hundred dollars.
At the end of it, we will get a report, and then I can, send.
And you're up to $6,000?
Personally, I'm up to $6,000.
Good
so,
for you.
Is there a chance that a huge donation could be met with personal contact and a personal thank you? Is that possible?
What do you think about donating?
I mean, if a guy's listening and he goes on, he gives you $1,000, I mean, you might call that guy to thank him, right? I mean,
I'd like to call everybody, but the truth of the matter is that you really can't.
You're a busy woman.
And we don't have that information.
Will you run around to people's house to thank him?
Like
we
there
run
you
up,
go.
Run up to Valencia?
I will. I'll run my little toes off.
All right. Mother Teresa's with us. It's Conway and Whitman. Vera Jimenez is with us. She's saving the planet, and you're not. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Vera Jimenez is with us, and she does traffic every single morning on Channel 2. And she's running around trying to save the planet with her tennis shoes. She's going to be running for strokes this time.
Right.
Yes.
Stroke victims.
Yes.
And to educate those kids and get them physical, early on in life.
That's really a challenge, especially,
It's really tough to do.
Yeah. I think it probably is because there are so many things that are for kids that, whether it's the internet or, Xbox or whatever.
Right.
So many things that
keeps them sedentary. Yeah.
Right. Speaking of that, like obese people, people who don't work out or eat too much.
Yes, Tim.
I was talking about you.
You were looking at me when you said that.
I was looking over your shoulder.
No, you were looking at me.
At the guy who just brought your sandwiches.
Oh, are they here?
Yeah, they're already here.
Can I have one of those brownies, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely. But, in Mississippi, there's legislation now that may make it illegal for fast food places to serve fat people.
Right. It's like a bartender serving someone who's obviously drunk. Cutting them off, basically.
All right,
isn't
real quickly,
that weird?
Let's take one more or two more calls here for Vera because everybody wants to date this woman. Let's talk to Trent in Garden Grove. You're on 97.1.
Hello there.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I went to high school with her.
Is that right?
You did?
Yeah.
What high school?
Does she want to say?
I want to make sure.
Well, do you remember Trent from high school?
What high school did you go to?
Bolsa Grande.
Oh, yes. I went to Bolsa Grande.
Wow.
Very good.
And
remember me?
I'm racking my brain, racking.
Nope. It's over.
Trent.
Well, she's been through a lot. I mean, the woman has literally a bolt in her head. So you might give her a pass on not remembering.
She went off my buddy.
With who?
Withdrawal?
Withdrawal.
With the R.
Raw.
Oh, you know what? I think I do remember now.
Sounds like.
Well, how many guys did you date in high school? Were you?
Oh, please! It was high school. What is that?
All right. Were you a cheerleader in high school?
No, not a cheerleader.
Were you active like socially?
I played sports. I was on the cross country team. I ran track, played soccer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Vera's got to get out of here because she's got to get up at what, 6 a.m.?
Yes.
And run
Trent,
tomorrow.
Thank you for calling.
All right, but go to the website, donate to her cause, cbs2.com. And
go to the blog section, Vera Jimenez.
Yes.
And then you can read the blog and make a donation or support the American Heart Association.
And then go run in that marathon, the LA Marathon.
Yes,
she'll be
March 2nd.
It. All right. And you got the proper shoes for it and everything?
Absolutely.
We're fine with shoes. We don't need to go to Foot Locker or anything. Bro.
No, not at this point, because if you do that, you get completely messed up.
Oh, really?
Okay. No, yes.
So you work out in the shoes you're going to run in?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, otherwise, really? You'll end up with blisters and you'll really end up screwed.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay. All right. Go. So the LA Marathon is in March. March 8th,
March 2nd.
March 2nd. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Vera
it's
Jimenez,
always fun.
Everybody. When we come back, totally open phones. As nobody in radio does it better than Brian Whitman, man. Everyone looks forward to that every Friday. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.